Apple has unveiled a suite of new accessibility features, include live captions, upgraded Braille support, personal voice replication, and new screen magnifier options designed for people with vision or hearing impairments on Wednesday, before Global Accessibility Awareness Day. In a significant shift, developers will now be required to include nutrition labels for accessibility in their app listings, showing support for features like voiceover, large text, or voice control. Apple Senior Director of Global Accessibility Policy, Sarah Herlinger, said the labeling initiative would help developers better understand how to build inclusive tools. It gives them a real opportunity to understand what it means to be accessible, Herlinger said. A highlight of the update is the new personal voice feature, which allows users to replicate their own voice using just 10 recorded phrases. The data remains on device and encrypted unless backed up to iCloud. The screen magnifier, now available on Macs and iPhones, lets users zoom in on presentations or whiteboards, with adjustable settings for contrast, color, and brightness. The Braille features include note-taking, mathematical input using Nemeth Braille, and improved compatibility with devices. Apple also introduced Live Listen, which allows AirPods to enhance audio in lecture halls or public settings. The update complements a previously released feature that turns AirPods into hearing aids. Herlinger rejected the suggestion that Apple's accessibility tools come at a cost, despite the brand's premium pricing. All of this is available to you right out of the box at no additional charge, she said. She added that users found it more economical to have multiple accessibility tools built into a single device rather than purchasing separate aids. Vision Australia's head of corporate affairs, Chris Edwards, who is blind and has a seeing eye dog, appreciate companies for ensuring the accessibility features were inbuilt into products and operating systems. I would imagine the interpretation of images through the new features will make these more accessible for everyone. Being able to interpret images live is a key next step to change people's lives, he said. The new accessibility features looks particularly good for students in classrooms. I think it also highlights that Braille is still a very important format. The announcement comes just as Apple's main rival, Google, rolls out similar AI-powered accessibility tools on Android. Apple's updates will be released later this year.